Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the state golf holds come out later today, and so do the balls and clubs for Dustin Carver's South Panthers. They'll be hosting tonight Martinsville out at the BCC. You know, since the start of the season, the ranking hasn't fluctuated much between 5th and 7th. After winning its second invitational this spring at the Washington Hatchet Invite, last weekend with senior Joe Weiler winning his second medalist honor of the year, we expect Dustin Carver, that ranking perhaps to move upward. Again,
so far so good. I mean, we've obviously, like you said, won two invitationals so far down south, and you know, everything's going well. Joe's hitting the ball well. I mean, his senior year, so he's trying to go out with a bang. And so, you know, I've got four seniors in the lineup, and right now a sophomore in the lineup. So the four seniors are playing some steady golf, and looking forward to Martinsville and the rest of the season.
Well, I tell you what, talk about a diamond in the rough. How about this Ben Lewis? Talk about his game. I know last week he carted that 70 out of the Cades in that Edgewood duel.
Yeah, I mean, Ben came to us obviously from California. Great kid. I mean, great, good golfer, obviously, but he mixes well. Great chemistry with the boys. Just fits in. Fits in well with the program, and the boys love him, and he's got some game, and I'm looking forward to see what he can do during the rest of the season as well.
Nets Panther head golf coach Dustin Carver, Brett Knorr, and fellow senior Tanner Shapiro are getting their games dialed in as well. We'll dial in the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls at 6. Don't forget Reds Orioles game 2 tonight from the Great American Ballpark, pregame at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the ball really got rolling in early January, right after the Hoosiers played in the bowl game in Santa Clara, California. Tom Allen's first hire to his offensive staff was offensive coordinator, tight ends coach Mike DeBoard, who came to us from Tennessee. Two old friends, they go way back to the 70s. It was the following month then. DeBoard sought out old friend John Gruden down in Tampa. Part two today with John Gruden, who was in town visiting and reminiscing last week. The hand extended, another set of eyes and ears to begin the process of moving the Hoosier program forward offensively.
A lot of Mike Holmgren in his background. There's a lot of Mike Holmgren in my background, but he sent me an email of 7 or 8 things that he wanted to talk about. So we talked about empty protections. We talked about red zone, different single back play action passes. It was a long day. But you know what? When you're around guys that love football, I mean, really love it, it's contagious. And you have to have that passion for the game at the leadership positions. And I think when you see Allen at these press conferences, I think you just feel this guy loves football. And I love being around that. And I love being around the board for the same reason. And I think that's going to permeate this entire roster and program.
Well, that's ESPN analyst and broadcaster John Gruden. Friends helping friends, no question about it. Diamond activity buzz tonight. Softball playing first, 20th-ranked Kentucky over at Andy Moore at 6 o'clock. Think pink and baseball out of the Bart. Indiana shooting for its 20th win against Butler. 6:05 will be first pitch. The Reds and Orioles game 2 tonight at 7 o'clock here on the airwaves, preceded by In the Zone. Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6. Quite a busy Wednesday, huh? I'm Joe Smith.